And then the other point is that we've believed for many years that the same is not true of tamoxifen, that more than 5 years tamoxifen, based on the one trial, based on the B14 trial, the NSABP B14 trial, that trial randomizing women after 5 years to continue tamoxifen or not, suggested that there was indeed a detrimental effect with a significantly worse disease-free survival. And that was backed up by similar findings in a much smaller Scottish trial. And indeed, it was reinforced by experimental evidence that suggests that very long-term use of tamoxifen in the laboratory or in animal studies, tamoxifen can become estrogenic. So the story looked fairly clear-cut. And indeed, there are ASCO guidelines and so on that you shouldn't continue tamoxifen more than 5 years. So like everything else in breast cancer, just when you think you've got something sorted out, it isn't. And at this year's San Antonio meeting, Richard Pito presented the preliminary results of an enormous trial called ATLAS with about 11,500 women all over the world. About 38 countries, I think, were involved, where women were randomized, like the B14 trial, but with 10 times more patients, to continue tamoxifen beyond 5 years or not. He didn't present a lot of data. There was quite a lot of hypothetical stuff, but the data he did present suggested that there was a small benefit in continuing tamoxifen, quite the opposite of the B14. So suddenly, this question's wide open again. There is another trial coming along as well, ATOM, which is almost the same as ATLAS, 5 years and then randomized to continue or not, except that ATOM is mainly a United Kingdom trial with about 8,000 patients in, and the results of that trial are due this year. So I don't think we can make any conclusive statements about adjuvant tamoxifen beyond 5 years at this point, except to say that it is suddenly it's an open question again.
I guess the issue too is what about the risk, the toxicity going beyond 5 years? What do we know about that in terms of thrombosis and endometrial cancer?
Yeah. Well, this is a good point. The downside of long-term tamoxifen is that the risk of endometrial cancer seems to rise with time. That's what the B14 trial showed, and possibly also the risk of venous thromboembolism as well. And in the ATTACK trial, there was an increased risk of cerebrovascular disease with tamoxifen versus aromatase inhibitors. And that is the other, I mean, there's two big disadvantages for tamoxifen. One is it's not quite so good. And the other is that its toxicities, although they're rare, are a lot more serious. The toxicities of the aromatase inhibitors, osteoporosis, I don't think is a big issue at all because you monitor for it, look for it, and prevent it. And the arthralgia, well, it's an unpleasant problem, but it's not life-threatening.
I was thinking, too, that I guess, I mean, we'd have to see the data, but I guess you would expect that if a woman finished 5 years of tamoxifen and was still premenopausal, that I would assume she's not going to be at increased risk for endometrial cancer and deep vein thrombosis. Yeah. Does that make sense?
Yeah. I think the tamoxifen story is of much more relevance to younger women, where at this point we don't know whether ovarian suppression and an aromatase inhibitor is superior or not. So I think you're absolutely right there, with the additional benefit that the risk of endometrial cancer is going to be much lower.